Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
All righty, good morning, everybody. Matt Steinmetz along with Evan Giddings today. Guru's got a little personal matter to attend to. I'll say a word. And we got a fun show coming up today. Not because Guru's not here. Because we got a Warriors win to talk about. We got a trade deadline that's come and gone. And we got a lot of other stuff. Draymond Green's been talking. Evan, what's going on, man? How you doing?
Good, good. Got out of Chase Center about 12 o'clock last night. Got home, got a little shut-eye back in here. You know, a game that was interesting for some and I think entertaining for others, perhaps. But overall, feeling good this morning. Got a couple cups of coffee in me and sending all the best of the goo.
Absolutely. Here, I like to jump into the YouTube chat a little before the show, kind of test the waters, dip the toe in, if you will. And
you've been doing that more lately.
Yeah, I'd like to know the percentage of 49er fans that are actually truly upset that they didn't make a move yesterday, because I can't imagine it's too high of a percentage.
Now, I think it might be more than not too high. Like, there's some people that aren't, I don't know if it's pissed, but you know, you're left hanging at the altar. Like, you're expecting to get something. I don't think that people were asking for Trey Hendrickson, Steiny. They didn't want, you know, they didn't want Reggie White to walk through the door, but I think they were expecting a little more than just Keon White from last week.
Yeah, I agree. I do think, though, that going into this trade deadline, if you thought about what they needed, where they are, and what they didn't want to give up, you might not like it, but I kind of understand it. Here's what I understand. John Lynch made it clear he didn't want to trade for a rental, that the only players he wanted in here were at least under contract this year and next year. He talked about protecting the draft capital. I think he'd probably be willing to move some lower round picks, but the high picks, there was no way he was going to trade a high pick for somebody who wasn't going to be here long term. And then the other thing, Evan, is I just think inside that building, they're not convinced they're a player away or two players away from whatever the goal is.
Yeah, of course. Well, those two players would be Fred Warner and Nick Bosa.
Okay.
That's what they're away from, I think, seriously believing that they can compete. But it's not like there weren't players that have contracts beyond this season that were available. You could have got a guy. Like, there were guys who got traded, Steiny, that are under contract for next season. So I understand the whole concept of not wanting a rental. But if I wake up this morning and I see players on other teams that are not just going to be on the Rams, the Eagles, you could even say the Cowboys, you got Quinnen Williams, they're not just going to be on that team for 1 year. This isn't just a rental. There were guys that were traded and that were available that you could have gotten that would be on the team next season, which is also a big focus. I think that this 49ers front office has decided, and did so before the year, they're not all in on this season. They're just simply not. They're not all in on a year where they don't believe that they can win a Super Bowl. And so I don't think they're waving the white flag on.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
On the season? But yesterday was absolutely waving the white flag on a chance to compete for a championship. And that's what people are pissed about, because what else are you doing it for?
I don't think the 49ers thought they were a couple moves away from a championship.
No, but my point is, there are moves out there that could contribute to next year's team,
too.
Oh,
I see. I got you.
Like, you can hide behind the Rensel. That's fine. I'm with you. That makes sense. You don't want to give up picks for a guy that you're not convinced is going to be here long term. But there were players like that out there to pursue, and you chose not to.
Yes. There are a couple things here that I kind of, I don't want to say disavow, but the one thing a lot of people bring up, or fans, is that the 49ers' history of drafting hasn't been overwhelmingly great, and so the picks are less important. I don't think you can treat it like that. I think you've always got to look at the draft as a place where you can do some damage and get some players. And you can't expect Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch to say, well, we don't think we're very good at drafting, so we're not going to keep picks. The reality is, you know, over the course of their 8 or 9 years, they've found players and they've missed on players. So I think that's, and when you're looking at this team and the ages of some of the players, I think they're prioritizing draft picks a little bit. The other thing is, I don't think they're convinced. I don't think they know what to make of this team. I think they're proud of this team, and I think they're proud of the grittiness. But I think if they're looking in the mirror, they know that they're just not going to be able to navigate through the rest of the regular season and deep into the playoffs. I just think to give up something like a first or second or third, they just didn't want to do that.
No, but there were, take the Seattle Seahawks, for example. They didn't make a massive move. Now, they might have overpaid for a guy like Rashid Shaheed. I think they sent a fourth and a fifth round pick to the Saints for a rental. But that's not a move you look at and say, well, we're a player away. That's a move that the Seattle Seahawks made because Maybe they don't think Cooper Kupp can stay on the field and they're going to need an extra receiver. Or maybe they identified a need and said, one of their rookie guys isn't good enough and we need a veteran in here who can take the top off. Like, there are moves that you can make around the edges that don't signify the player you are away from a title. But you have a good team and you had a chance yesterday to add reinforcements. And odds are someone else is going to get hurt for the Niners because that's just the way that it goes. And so to me, after you see two defensive linemen go down, one of which for the season, which was your first round pick, Mykael Williams, I'm not going to say I was shocked, but I was surprised that they didn't even add a body. Just somebody that could step in and eat snaps because, Steiny, like this defense is on its last leg. And to me, the only way that this team is going to, not the only way, but the question that I have is if the defense was the primary reason why they got off to a good start in the first half, can the offense be the reason why they finished the season strong? Because they're the better unit. They're the less injured unit. They got guys coming back. Mac Jones, even if you don't consider the quarterback to be, you know, an injury plagued position, Mac Jones has been helping you. But the defense is just begging for someone to come in here, and the Niners gave them nothing.
What when you look at this team right now, what's its ceiling? Right now, just the team that's on the field today.
The playoffs.
Okay. Do you really believe, because I think this is where the disagreement's going to be, do you really think a player or two on the defensive side of the ball that would have fetched a fourth or fifth or sixth round pick, how much would a guy or two like that help this unit this year?
Well, I would ask you the same question about the Rams and the Seahawks. Like, how good do you think those teams are?
Well, see, okay.
And they didn't add big boys.
That's fair.
They got bodies.
That's fair, but I believe that both those front offices think their teams are better than the Niners front office thinks their team is.
Yeah, of course. Anybody can see that. Although you did beat both of them one time.
You did.
But no, I agree. Like, the Niners aren't favored on Sunday for a reason. When they play the Seahawks, if the Seahawks are still playing for something in Week 17, you're probably not going to be favored in that game either. But I'm looking at both of those franchises who, in our application here, are a move away, and they didn't make a big move. They just got guys that they believed could help their team at positions of need. And the Niners have a clear, glaring position of need, and it's the defensive line. And you could have spent one of your three fourth-round picks. You could have spent a fifth or a sixth. You could have gotten another body in here, and they opted to not do so. Like, that's where I can hear a fan saying, why are we just sitting on our unit? Like, why are we just sitting on our ass yesterday watching everybody else make a move or two? I'm not asking for Quinn and Williams. I'm asking for another Keon White because we had two more guys go down last week.
I don't think another do you think Keon White or another Keon White would have been the difference between some fans being happy and some fans being a little disappointed? I'm not sure. I think it's come down, like, here's what I think. I think the 49ers, and people may not like to hear this, but they said, look, we're without Warner. We're without Bosa. We just lost Williams. We don't know if Brock Purdy's coming back. We don't have Ayuk. Ricky Pearsall now, we're not sure of. Like, we just got to ride it out with this team, see where we can go, and let the chips fall where they may. What do you guys say, 49er fans? How would you describe your feeling today when the 49ers sat tight? 888-957-9570. The kickoff show this Sunday with Hall of Fame nominee Lorenzo Neal and Evan Giddings. It starts at 11 a.m. from Laughing Monk in Sunnyvale. All the early games are going to be on. Great food, great drinks, and games in the parking lot. If you're going to the game, we have a free shuttle for you to and from Laughing Monk to the stadium. That's right, free shuttle. Sign up now at 957thegame.com. First come, first served. And the last home game filled up pretty quickly, so go ahead there now to save your spot. That's 957thegame.com. That segment was also brought to you by the California Office of Traffic Safety and Caltrans. And what's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. That segment sponsored by Crystal Geyser, Alpine Spring Water.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.